Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Yeah, here we go. What's going on, everybody? Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. And as soon as I started the beginning of the show, it's telling me we are having trouble streaming to Facebook. This may be an issue on Facebook's end. Is it possible the stream was ended or deleted on Facebook? We'll keep trying and let you know if it's resolved. Please check Facebook to ensure the stream looks okay. If this continues for a while, try creating a new broadcast or just remove this destination from the broadcast, then re-add it. Here, you know what I'll do? I'll remove them. And I'll do it. I will do it. Wow. And I'll get back and I'll add it. I will. That's how good I am. Hey, guys, if you want to give me a call, you can easily do that. 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. If you guys don't ever want to call in and when I'm not on the air, if you would like to call the that same phone number, 407-270-3044. You can leave me a voicemail. You guys can text into that number. I like engagement with the people that are watching the show. Yeah. The Jolly Gator says, fuck big tech. There we go. Corey Charette, gotta love technology. The beginning of the show, the Jolly Gator. Hey, bud, one love. So, yeah, it was a pretty exciting weekend. I mean, for me, it was exciting. Because I don't get out and do a lot of stuff, people. I don't get out a lot to, like, because I'm working here. And now, see, that's the other thing. I've become lawn guy. I've become lawn guy. I'm that guy now because I love working at this computer, the same computer that I work on during the day, during my regular job I use for the Tuttle Daily Podcast, and I like to look out the window. And it's really been helping me out with my anxiety, my stress, and everything. Just getting out there, the yard is looking better. Matter of fact, I may run the webcam a little bit tomorrow so you guys can see what's going on. I may or may not do a little bit of yard work out there, but I will turn the webcam around so you guys can watch me doing yard work and stuff. But I am loving it because I get the... It's not per se the actual yard work itself. I like doing it because I like the zen. I like the zen factor that I get from just looking out the back window, people. Oh, I am. Fozzie says, aerate and fertilize, kiddo. No, I definitely am. I'm doing some spot seeding right now. So I'm trying that. It's for the first time I ever did it. Tuttle True Green Willie, Fozzie, if you will. So, yeah, I'm trying to. Hold on. Let me see if I can add. Yep. Add. Let me see if this will work here. See if this will work. see if Facebook gets their stuff together, and let's see if Facebook is here. Facebook is here. Awesome. Nope, we're having trouble streaming to Facebook. Bum, 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 bum. Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. It looks like I'm broadcasting on my main... No, not my main page. What the f- is that about? I know this isn't very... I know this isn't very entertaining at all, but... Vulture, if you're listening right now, I mean, that would... Help me out, man. It'd be great. I'm gonna try one more time, and then I'm not gonna fucking worry about it. I'm not gonna do it because I got a little bit of a show I got to do. Let's see, connected. What are you doing? Ow, it's all down. So this has got to be Facebook. You know what? It's a great way. Great way. So I did all the yard work today. I did some spot stuff. I did a little bit more weed eating and doing all that stuff. I ended up trimming up the scrub. You know what? Fuck you, Facebook. Then you know what? You're not getting the Tuttle Daily Podcast tonight. So they all went down. So it's got to be Facebook. So I become yard guy. I went to Home Depot. Oh, this is the other thing that I'm trying to do out the backyard. We have a chain link fence. My hair is all weird looking tonight. But there is a chain link fence back there, and I'm a big baseball fan, and I used to watch the Cubs back in the day because there was only two places you could watch baseball, and that was, oh, man. Now I'm just screwing up my camera and stuff. I'm going to grow ivy on the chain link fence wall. I'm going to do it. I just think that it would look cool as hell. I really do. I think that it would look cool as hell to have ivy growing up and giving me a little bit of some privacy when I'm in the backyard and stuff. Fozzie, you're stay off my lawn guy like Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino. You know what I've already noticed. Like, I laid my seed. It sounds really weird when I say I laid my seed down, but I laid a bunch of grass seed down, and I watered it, fertilized, I covered it up with some really, really good soil, and I'm looking out the back window. And the squirrels. The squirrels are already out there trying to dig up the grass seed that I put down. Yeah, Fozzie, I did look at that. I did. They got grass seed that you can spray on the walls or anything. I'm gonna have to look into that. I wanted to talk about this story first. I think it was Friday. Could have been Thursday. I don't know. Some of the days run together, guys. But the debate with Herschel Walker. Mwah. It was amazing. Amazing entertainment. And I don't want anybody to think like I'm getting political here. I'm just talking, if you're a Republican or Democrat, or independent, I just don't understand how you would think that Herschel Walker would be a good politician, man. This is absolutely ridiculous. And he was supposed to, you know, I think he was supposed to have a debate last night, but he didn't agree with it because he didn't agree with the debates and stuff. So he had the debate on Friday. He pulled a badge out.
One-on-one interview in his hometown of Wrightsville, Georgia. Herschel Walker providing his most extensive comment.
Doesn't he, his eyes look like Muhammad Ali. Herschel Walker, I will almost guarantee you, has CTE. He has CTE. He cannot be this dumb, man. And this is what politics have become, because now anybody that's got a little bit of fame can run. Fozzie, you're right. He does look like Jamie Foxx. Corey Charette, the badge looks like something a kid gets out of a dollar. All right, so it was given to him by the sheriff. They backed that up. It was given to him. But he can't pull people over. I've talked about this before. Bubba the Love Sponge has the same exact badge that Herschel Walker has.
Since he paid for an ex-girlfriend to have an abortion in 2009.
Why not reach out to her? And if
why should I? Why do I need to?
NBC News.
Well, I mean, it's your baby mama.
News has now spoken to that former girlfriend, who provided us with what she says is a copy of a $700 check that Walker gave her to pay for the abortion.
So, all right. See, a lot of people there's a lot of people now that don't even know how to write checks. So a lot of people won't get this joke or comment, but do you actually think that in the comments, pay for, do you think Herschel Walker wrote shamortion in the comments? Like, let's be honest. The only reason... Do you really think Herschel Walker believes half of the stuff that he's campaigning on? No. No, he does not. He knew that this was the easiest path. His good friend, mentor, Donald Trump would help him out. And he's working smart, but now it's just catching up to him.
And a receipt from the medical center in Georgia where she alleges it took place. NBC News is not revealing the woman's identity or the documents to protect the privacy of all parties. But we did show a copy of the check to Walker, who said the allegation he paid for an abortion isn't true.
This is still a lie because she's the mother of my child.
Okay. I mean, I don't see where that's relevant.
So you're going to see me a check or somebody giving a check. So that I'm saying it's a lot.
Do you know what this $700 check is for?
I have no idea what that can be for.
Is that your signature on the check, though?
Let me see.
Well, he's going to check the signature.
Could be. And it doesn't matter whether it's my signature or not.
When pressed, Walker said definitively for the first time, the check is his.
Yes, that's my check.
Why should voters believe you in this?
Voters
moment?
Should
Your
believe
word.
Me because I've been very transparent about everything I've ever done.
He has also faced allegations of domestic violence from multiple women, including his ex-wife and his 23-year-old son.
Okay, so one woman, I could be like, yeah, that bitch is lying. She is lying through her teeth. And there's a lot of them. I don't know. Seems kind of fishy. And also at the same time, you know, this, if you look on the screen right now, this is Herschel Walker's son. And a lot of people are like, oh, well, the Democrats are paying him off to throw his dad under the bus. And that's not the case because this kid's he's a conservative.
Christian, a conservative influencer.
He said, and I'll just quote for you, you threatened to kill us and had us move over 6 times in 6 months running from your violence. You have said you love your son, Christian.
Right.
Just for the voters who want to hear an answer, to the allegation about violence.
Okay.
What should people know?
I would say, I love my son, Christian. I love my whole family. I'll always love them and stuff. That's what I say for my son, Christian. And I.
All right. See, most Americans would be like, everybody would be like, oh, yeah, Herschel, he said he didn't do it. No, he never said he didn't do it. He basically used politics 101 and he brushed you off and he was like, I just love my son.
I don't have any violence.
Walker has also faced criticism for embellishing statements about his academic and business records and ties to law enforcement, highlighted by his opponent, Senator Raphael Warnock, in their debate.
I've never pretended to be a police officer, and I've never threatened a shootout with the police.
Walker then brandished what appeared to be a badge.
And you know what's so funny? I am with many police officers, and at the same time...
We asked him to explain that moment.
And where's this one from?
This is from my hometown. This is from Johnson County, from the sheriff from Johnson County, which is...
Not a real Leo badge. You can't pull people over. You cannot arrest people. It's kind of like... Hey, wouldn't it be cool, boys, if we gave old Herschel Walker an honorary badge? Yeah, let's do it. QQ.
Legit badge.
The Johnson County Sheriff confirmed to NBC News he gave Walker an honorary badge, which allows him to help with community support in a crisis. Georgia is key to determining which party controls the Senate. While walking on the Wrightsville field that bears the former football star's name, Walker revealed former President Trump called him after the debate.
Did he give you any indication, just to put a fine point on it, that he will be here in Georgia for you? Campaigning for you to help bring this home.
If I needed him, he'll come.
Now, there was another debate in Atlanta last night, which Walker did not attend, citing disagreements with the format. We did ask Senator Warnock for an interview, but he declined. His campaign, though, sent us this statement overnight, which I will read, saying, quote, this campaign will come down to who is ready to represent Georgia, and it is clear that is not Herschel Walker. No.
I mean, look, I just find it funny that Herschel Walker is running for Senate. I'm not saying that collegiate athletes can't run for it, but come, really? Really? The only reason he's probably running is because Trump was like, you know what, Herschel? I bet you could win. I know that I'm horrible. At impersonations. There was a domestic dispute going on at one restaurant. And it was like this Asian Thai theme restaurant. And I think on Fridays, the servers are all wearing Mighty Morphin Power Ranger cosplay. So I guess old dude was... choking out his old lady, and the Go-Go Power Rangers jumped in.
Superheroes sprung into action to save a woman under attack. I spoke to a customer tonight who witnessed Power Rangers protect their community in a story you'll see only on 7.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is today's local news in America.
As if the sun...
Yeah, that's what I really, really want. I want the White Ranger, but it's a Thai man making me margaritas. I hope I didn't drop acid before I went into this bar.
Light of a 90s superhero taking orders or slinging drinks at a bar wasn't amazing enough. What happened at Noka Ramen in Oakland Friday night could be described as morphin time.
I mean, I would love to drink out of the Pink Ranger, just saying.
When something surprising breaks out, you're not sure if it's real.
Troy Piropokin was dining at the Thai-owned ramen restaurant when, as documented in a string of now-viral tweets, a woman ran in seeking help. A man was choking her. That's when not just the pink power ring.
All right. Let's talk about this, guys. Do you want to talk about it? Anybody that was early millennials, late Gen Xers, or just Gen Xers in general. The Pink Ranger and the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers TV shows. I'm telling you, there were a lot of stiff socks under teenage boys' beds. She was everything and anything that most teenage boys wanted. The Pink Power Ranger. And that's how bad it is I don't even know her name. I never bothered to find out her name. And I just the Pink Ranger. If you are a Gen Xer or early young or older millennial, I would love to. I mean, the Pink Ranger was everything to every teenage kid, and maybe even to 8, 7 years old. Oh my God, it was amazing.
Ranger, but all of them jumped into action to de-escalate the situation.
All of the servers / Power Rangers were moving towards the scene to help one another out.
Ploy says the man even started using...
Did they yell, "It's Morphin time," before they started beating up this domestic violence engagement that ended up happening? Man, I hope that the Power Rangers didn't have to all join to make the Big Power Ranger just to stop a man that was beating his old lady.
Racial slurs, but then the spirit of community.
Oh, God.
Kicked in and customers started morphing too.
The patrons also started.
Gee, man, oh man.
Getting involved.
They started morphing
in a way that was supportive and making sure that everyone was safe.
Eventually, as documented by Ploy, the Rangers piled onto the man and police showed up. Oakland police say they detained the man, believing he was undergoing a mental health crisis, and transported him for medical attention. Ploy, who's Thai herself, says what she witnessed was an example of that fun Thai spirit and need to help others coming to life.
Thai people are very playful. We like to laugh. Whether it's to create harmony or balance, that's just sort of our ethos. And so that is exactly, I think, how we approach something as well that could be scary or shocking or surprising. You know, it's something within us that we turn to.
Why does everybody that does a live shot interview always put their books behind them? Like, I can't even tell what books she has there, but I automatically think, oh, pretentious person, hipster. She probably has not read half of those books that are behind her. But let's get to pit the books. And I don't think that is a green. No, you know what? It's definitely not a green screen. I just don't understand why everybody's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to have a bunch of books behind me. If I took this green screen down behind me right now, you would see my cat sleeping in the middle of my bed on a bunch of dirty laundry. Yeah, it's just, man, I should do the live stream all natural. Matter of fact, I could probably do an outside show. I could just turn the camera around. I got some more cameras coming. that I can actually put up around the backyard and stuff. I'm going to put a light out there. I got a lot of stuff that's going to end up happening. I want to run a wire out to the chain link fence so that I can interview people walking by. I got a lot of plans. Maybe even put a speaker out there. So, like, when people are walking by and stuff, then I can be like, hey, what's going on? What's the gas like up at Circle K right now, right down the street? What's the price? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the line at the Chick-fil-A? Oh, it's not that bad. Okay, so, all right, cool. Thanks, man. So what are you up to tonight? Are you going over to the homeless camp? Or, like, do you live in the industrial park or something? I don't know. I think it'd be cool to have a microphone out there and stuff.
To laughter and trying to peacekeep.
While the costumes, which are an ode to the restaurant's signature cocktails, are only worn on Fridays, they're a reminder. It's always morphin' time at Noka. May the power protect you.
Dave Darkness. Nah, I smoke out in the Florida room. I don't do it inside. It doesn't bother me. I just don't want, like, weed smoke in the house. Oh, all right. So this is going to be a little bit of a shorter show tonight. But guys. Hold on. I want to, before I click on this to put it up. All right, so if any of you guys have phobias about stuff in your eyes, then you're probably not going to want to watch this. I've talked about this when I first started in radio and stuff. That's when, you know, the internet, like 2000, the internet started getting really big and people, you could actually post bigger videos and stuff. Quality wasn't that great, but I had never seen anything really, really that bad, guys. And then, you know, the Daniel Pearl thing where he, you know, he was a journalist over in the Middle East and he got kidnapped. They cut his head off. I don't want any of you guys to think that I went out and purposely looked for that. But when you're doing show prep and you go to a lot of sites to be able to find, you know, videos and stuff, I'm not one of those people that are into shock videos and stuff. But I've seen a lot of this stuff and I've gotten pretty hardcore and I've built up a little callus over my emotions when I see some of this stuff. And I really don't get grossed out by a lot of things. This video, and the thing is that this is not even that gross. Being honest, it's a lot of the big news sites, actually, I got this video off of one of the big news sites. So I was like, well, if they're playing it, I don't think I'm going to get in trouble for playing it on YouTube or anything, but back to the eye thing. People are always like, oh, why don't you wear contacts? Or why don't you go get the laser eye surgery? And maybe one day. I don't even know if I'm a candidate for it. And people are, well, why don't you get contacts? The glasses are kind of my gimmick. I know the Fozzie's watching right now, but I just think if I went to contacts and stuff, it would destroy everything that I've worked on when it comes to the stupid-ass character that I've been working on and as Tuttle and stuff. It just, the glasses. Gotta have the glasses. But this chick, she wears contacts. And she, I guess, And I showed this story to my mom. My mom was like, oh, yeah, she was getting drunk and forgot to remove the contacts because her eye doctor had to remove 20 contact lenses from her eye. I'm warning you guys right now, it's not graphic or anything, but if you have a thing about stuff in your eyes, you might not want to watch, because this is bad.
How many?
Look, I don't know. This is bad, guys. God.
There's a whole waddle there.
I believe it.
Okay.
Ugh. This is bad. Ugh.
Guinness Book of Reservations.
Guys, look,
oh,
guys.
God. We're delivering.
Guys. Be remembered.
You can say that again. I'm going to have to count them. I think I've already counted more than 10 or 12.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm serious.
Oh. I can't believe you.
All right. Please. I'm removing it. Ugh. So bad. Actually, is Facebook back on? I don't understand why people want to text me during the show. Can somebody check on the Facebook? It says Facebook and stuff is working now. I think it is. It's done, Fozzy. That was Fozzy. Fozzy, am I right or am I wrong? That just... that really, really, really grossed me out. It was so bad. Oh, my God. So, back on Facebook right now. So, if you're watching on Facebook right now, guys, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened, but man, that was, you missed a bad, I don't know, Dave Darkness. Dave Darkness says, who puts that many in their eyes? That's why I said I think she probably was an alcoholic, because I've heard stories of people that are heavy drinkers forgetting to remove them out of your eyes. But man, oh man, that, oh. Like, those were back in her eye socket, people. They were back in her eye socket. Whoa. Man, oh man. Are you dressing up for the Halloween show? What day is the 31st? Yeah, that's a Monday. How about this? I'm glad Fozzie brought that up. Now, within reason, there are some things I can't dress up on for Twitch or YouTube or, but within reasoning, what would you guys want to see me wear? I will wear a costume. Would you guys, I want to get some comments in the chat room. In reason, that's not like over the top offensive, but I mean, I'm not scared to wear it, but what I'm trying to say is I can't get kicked off of the stuff. Oh, Fozzie. Man, Foz, you are really brilliant. You know what I'm gonna, Fozzie, thank you, Fozzie. I'm going to do, yeah, I'm gonna pass out candy. It's perfect timing. You know what? I might even start the show later. Oh, Fozzie, thank you. And you know, see, because my mom lives in a 55 plus community, and we've not spent a Halloween here yet. And I know when I was a kid, or everybody knows, like, if you want to get the best candy, you go to the old people because they love kids. Some of them love kids, especially the older women. The guys may hate it, but this place is going to be busy. All right. I got to talk to my producer, Vulture, because that has so many possibilities. Yeah. So that's next Monday. Yeah, I'm definitely doing it. I am definitely doing. Yeah, I'm definitely doing that. I'm gonna do a Halloween giving out candy. I just got to figure out how to rig up the computer, and so I'll be able to figure it out. I most certainly will be able to figure it out. All right, guys. I'm going to get out of here. I got a lot of stuff to do. Been a very, very busy day. I want to thank everybody that checked out tonight's show. If you are new to live stream, you can check out the audio version of the podcast. All 700 plus episodes that I've ever done is available on Spotify, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. Just search Tuttle. Tuttle with two D's. T-U-D-D-L-E. Hopefully you guys enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe. And I will... Did my mouse die? I'll talk to you tomorrow.